Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco has touched it.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from the fans. That's incentive to go back to the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
Indeed, welcome to Three Down Football, and indeed, welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I am Rod Villagomez, and joining me again, even after I made the major faux pas of calling him by the wrong name, is Justin Mark. He, of course, is the host of the old-fashioned fantasy football podcast on the SGPN Fantasy Football feed, and now soon to be the host of the NFL Gambling Podcast, or at least one of the rotating hosts. And of course, you recognize him from last episode where he helped me break down the CFL picks because he is also a contributor for the Sportsbook Review CFL. Justin, your intro took about 20 minutes, so we're out of time today. Just kidding. Welcome back, bud.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited to talk DFS. I've written DFS. I've played DFS. I've never podcasted DFS, so this should be fun.
It will be fun because it is CFL DFS. Look, anybody and their grandmother can do an NFL DFS show. We have broken and done a CFL fantasy football show, which is far more difficult because there are far less players to choose from.
Absolutely.
And look, everyone's like, oh, but that makes it easy to pick. No, it doesn't, because everybody else is going to be playing the heavy. You got to find the folks that are going to win you tournaments. That's more difficult than putting together a roster for NFL in any day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know, when you break it down to eight teams playing each week, it's hard to get an advantage over everybody else and not just pick the same roster they're picking.
Yep, because again, the names that the more popular names are always the more popular names, and you have eight quarterbacks playing, so that doesn't give you a whole lot of variance to pick from. So, absolutely. All right. So as we always do, we're going to break down for you by each position and give you our favorite plays of the week, and then of course come back one last time after we do that and give you our favorite lineups of the week as well. So, Justin, I know you know the drill. You've listened to the show before. Don't got to coach you all that much. Why don't we just go ahead and get going? Give us your favorite quarterback of the slate.
All right. Well, this one is more of, I think he's going to have to put up good numbers if they want to keep up with the team that they're playing. So I'm going to start with Cody Fajardo. Wanted Nathan Rourke, but he's so expensive everywhere, and it really affects the rest of your lineup. So I'm going Cody Fajardo, 10,400. He had 25 points last week. I know BC is tough, but they're going to have to move the ball to keep up with them. So I think that works to your advantage, and I think he gets another good stat line because of that.
Yeah, Cody Fajardo. Of course, you know, people are which Cody Fajardo are you going to get? Are you going to get good Cody Fajardo? Are you going to get bad Cody Fajardo? But yeah, he's going to have to continue to be throwing, putting the ball up all over the place. And not just that, like, he ran in a couple of touchdowns last week. So maybe the Riders are starting to keep him in for the short yardage as well. And maybe they'll continue to do that against BC. But you're right, points are going to have to be put up. And that means Fajardo is going to have to throw the ball quite a bit. Looking even what last week, what Bo Levi Mitchell has done or did against BC, he scored 16 points. Does that sound like a lot? No. But for Bo Levi Mitchell, that's a ton of points. He had back-to-back weeks against Ottawa and Winnipeg where he didn't even break 10 points. Against Winnipeg again, he had 10 points. So, you know, Bo Levi Mitchell does not necessarily put up fantasy football numbers. So for him to put up 16 against the Lions, that's huge. So I like that. And you're right, Justin. Rourke, $13,500 this week. Unfreaking believable. How do you build a roster with Nathan Rourke and everybody else?
With scrubs.
I mean, you got to dig deep in the pile. Last week, he was $12,500. This week, $13,200. It's tough to back away from it because he had 31 points against Sask, 50 against Edmonton, and 41 against Calgary. So Nathan Rourke, he's going to score you the points, but he's going to cost you the money.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like if you're using him, you have to have basically somebody that's not even playing. They're so cheap that they're not even playing, you know?
Well, I've got a couple of guys that could very well fill that role too. So if you really want to go a Nathan Rourke route, one of my flex players may get you there. Just on talent alone, as far as what he can do and what he's shown us lately. But yeah, that's tough. So Cody Fajardo, yeah, $10,400. Again, that's still pretty steep, but you're right. I think the price is there because they're going to have to go a long way in throwing the ball. But it is actually a step down from what he was a couple of weeks ago at $11,000, a little step up from what he was last week against Edmonton at $10,300. Yep, Cody Fajardo is pretty intriguing. In fact, I was going to go there until you put him on the sheet. So I'm going to go a little bit lower with mine, and I'm going to go with Trevor Harris again. Why Trevor Harris, Rod? Well, Trevor Harris obviously has not had a good couple of weeks, but he was playing the Bombers, and the Bombers' defense is absolutely tough. But now the Owls find them taking on the Hamilton Tiger Cats, and the Owls are at home, actually. So this even works better in their favor. But against Hamilton, Trevor Harris had a good week. He was 19.42 fantasy points against Hamilton in Hamilton. And the Ticats defense, even at home, is pretty tough. So he was able to put up at least almost 20 points against the Ticats. The week before that, he had 29 points. He had 15 points against Edmonton. So, you know, again, Trevor Harris is not completely lighting up the scoreboard. He's not completely giving you gigantic fantasy numbers every single week. But for what he costs at $8,000 versus what you may end up getting from guys like Taylor Cornelius, even McLeod Bethel Thompson, who is above him, I'll take a chance on Trevor Harris having another fantastic day against the Ticats versus, you know, anybody, even McLeod Bethel Thompson without Andrew Harris.
Yeah, I think the value is really good there. Probably a little undervalued as far as the price goes. So I think that's good value and leaves you a lot of wiggle room for the rest of your roster.
I mean, this is definitely not a cash play. I'll tell you that right now. If you're looking for a cash play, I don't think Trevor Harris is. This is a good tournament play.
For sure. Yeah.
It's tough though, because you want to trust, you want to load up on the Rourkes because you know the points are going to be there. But like we said, putting together a roster with a Rourke is difficult. So if you want a good tournament lineup, start with Trevor Harris. I believe he is going to have a decent day at home against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. Again, it may not be a 41-point day, a 50-point day, but I'll be happy with a 20-point day against the Ticats. So, all right. So, Justin, a lot of running back craziness. Butler has been out. Butler could still be out, honestly, depending on what goes on with BC. So that leads to some questions. We just heard Andrew Harris is out. So lots of moving parts here in the running back position. So where are you going to go for your DFS running back?
Yeah, there are a lot of question marks out there. And the guy I picked hasn't really put up the big points this year, but I think this is the week he gets it going. For your Ottawa Red Blacks, William Powell, 8,500. You know, we talked kind of on the pick show that we both think the Red Blacks are going to win this game. I think they do that by running it down Edmonton's throat. I think Powell finally kind of gets it going and puts together a good game. So at 8,500 and with all the question marks of who's going to play, who's not going to play because of injuries, I think he has good value. And we obviously know he's a very talented back that can get it done.
Powell, like I said, they got to get him going. They have to get William Powell going, because if they don't, this offense is not going to run at all. And in fact, it's going to continue to limp down the field if it does at all. Two and outs is the story of Ottawa, and it has been for a few years now. Two and outs and field goals. You know, if it's not two and outs, if they get it down inside the red zone, or if they get it just outside of the red zone, the drive stalls, and here comes Lewis Ward, which, again, I love Louis to death. I love his leg. I love the fact that he can kick 60 million consecutive field goals in a row. But, boy, I'd love to score a touchdown every once in a while, and I think William Powell is the key to that. So, yeah, I like that play. I want him to get going.
Yep, and I think this is the week he does. I think they give the home crowd what they've been looking for and get that W.
And they've got to do it against a team like Edmonton. They have to do it against Edmonton. Edmonton has just been so atrocious most of the season, and I think this is the chance they have to take right now and to pounce on the fact that Edmonton's looking as suspect as they are. So, yep, give me William Powell all day. I like the value. I'm going to go a different direction. Keep an eye on the news, guys. I know Kadeem Carey is trending toward coming back. I'm sure that's the reports that you've read too, but we're not quite 100% sure whether or not Carey comes back. So if he does not, I like Dedrick Mills. He is only $6,500. Yeah, he had a down week against BC in what was an absolute barn burner, right? But BC obviously had the run stopped, so they had to go elsewhere, and actually Bo Levi Mitchell had to do some work, and then the defense for the Calgary Stampeders did some work against Rourke, picking off passes left and right, running some back. So but Dedrick Mills is a great option against Ottawa. When he came in the first week, nobody necessarily knew who he was, and he ripped off a 100-yard game on 16 carries, two catches for 32 yards. Good enough for an 18-point fantasy day from Dedrick Mills. I think we're back to that again if he's managed to get back in, especially against Toronto. Again, that defense is doing absolutely no favors to anybody, and Calgary's going to need to run. Bo Levi Mitchell, like we said, does not necessarily put up all the fantasy points in the world because he's always got a good running game. So if Kadeem Carey is out, and Kadeem Carey's $10,000 right now. So if Kadeem Carey's out, Dedrick Mills comes in at $6,500, a huge, huge drop in price, great value, especially for the starting running back for the Stampeders.
Yeah, and he looked good last week, better than kind of I expected to fill in for Carey, you know, so definitely great value there if Kadeem Carey misses the game.
Yeah, but then again, that's only if he misses the game, because if he doesn't miss the game, then you're probably going to want to go with Kadeem Carey and then get creative somewhere else along the board, so. Yeah, it's definitely difficult to fish that one out. But yeah, I mean, look, the Stamps, they need to run the ball too, right? I mean, there's some teams like the Ticats that don't necessarily need to run the ball because they throw all the time. The Riders have started to run the ball now, which makes them look better. Montreal now without Stamback is throwing the ball. So, but the heart and soul basically of Calgary has usually been their running backs and their running game. So, you know, like I said, from Jerome Messam all the way through to now, to Kadeem Carey, it's just been a great lineage of good running backs for the Stamps. So, all right, step away. We're going to come back and we're going to give you our favorite receiver, flex, and DST of the week. But before we do, let's tell you about Win. Are you thinking of joining WinBet? Now's the perfect time. New customers like you, if you are, who bet $100, you're going to get a $100 free bet. And if you're betting baseball, I know you're a DJ and you bet all over the place. You got to check out WinBet. Their reduced juice in baseball games makes them the perfect place to bet. MLB. Not to mention, the WynnBET Casino is always open. It's open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Also, Wynn just released their one QB with five TD prop bets. First QB with five TDs prop bets. Go get on that. Somebody seems to think it's Josh Allen. I'm not so sure, but you can pick wherever you want. So much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in state where playthrough WynnBET is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. You've heard me talk about it before. I used to have about 50,000 tabs open on my browser while I was trying to search for the best prices for my bets, while I was researching those bets, while I was keeping track of all of those bets, while I was trying to figure out what the weather was for my bets. Well, guess what? Those days are over. Now, I only have one tab open and I can do all of that stuff. Not only does that free up my browser space, but it also makes my computer a lot faster, and it makes me a lot more trying to figure out where that music is coming from. I don't know. But OddsTrader now is the only place that I have open to find all of that stuff. It's OddsTrader.com. You can get handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores and betting tracking, player statistics, key game statistics, projected game day weather, and track all of your bets across the multiple books that you're getting prices for. Not just the spreads, but the money lines, the over-unders. You can find out how teams did against the spread. It is a literal game changer. You want to know how to do it? Go to OddsTrader.com. Join us. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader, it's the number one site for all of your game day bets. You run your office pools? You get frustrated trying to run your office pools? You get overwhelmed trying to run your office pools? Stop doing that. Head over right now to Run Your Pool. It is the home of competition, bringing sports fans and their social circles together to compete, connect, and make every game matter more. Run Your Pool offers every game type under the sun. You could do Pick'em, you could do Survivor, you could do Fantasy Pools. It is a one-stop shop for sports gaming with customizable features that you don't get anywhere else. More than that, we've teamed up with Run Your Pool to host a pool for our official SGPN NFL Survivor contest. We always do it, right? We put our money where our mouth is. Well, guess what? Now we're doing it for you. It's free to enter. Some amazing prizes are going to be announced very, very soon. Make sure you hop in now to reserve your spot. The prize is a $500 cash prize plus a $250 gift certificate to the SGPN shop. Sign up today over at runyourpool.com/SGP. That's runyourpool.com/SGP. Let's talk about Sleeper. It is the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players, and you probably already have a fantasy league on there, maybe 2, 6, 12. I use it for mine, using it for mine right now in the SGPN Fantasy Football Listener League. Plus, Sleeper just passed 4 million users. Now, you can win on Sleeper by playing the new over-under game. First, in any sport, choose two or more players that you like. Pick the over and the under. If you pick correctly, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. And with the NFL season right around the corner, Sleeper is the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. And the main reason why I'm excited about the over-under on Sleeper, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest and we can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. It's insanely fun to ride it out together. So stop what you're doing. Download the Sleeper app now to play the new over-under game. Have fun with your friends and make some money on that mobile phone of yours. Joining our listener group over at sleeper.com/SGP, Sleeper's going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. So those quarterbacks, Justin, are going to need somebody to catch their balls. All right. Sorry, that's about as blue as it's going to get over on this end of the world. Anyways, yeah, so let's give out some of our favorite wide receivers for this slate.
Yeah, so I always like to do a stack when I can. His numbers haven't really reflected his talent, I don't think. But I've been a fan of Keon Schaefer Baker. I think he's a really good player. Last week, only 7.4. 2 weeks before that, 6.1. But Week three, he had 13.3. Week four, he had 22. Week five, he had 13.7. Week six, he had 16.6. So he's a guy that can put up good numbers. And I definitely think when Fajardo is looking for to get bailed out, when he's looking for his target and kind of looking to push the ball down the field like they're going to need to against BC, Keon Schaefer-Baker is somebody he's looking for. He's 8,500, so I like the price point there, and it completes my stack with Fajardo. So, yeah, Schaefer-Baker for me.
And here's the thing about it. Like, the Riders used to have a plethora of good receivers. Now it really is just kind of Duke Williams and Keon Schaefer-Baker. So, honestly, that's kind of where they're at as far as their receiving core. If you really want to concentrate on it, Duke Williams is finally starting to heat up now after absolutely kind of a slow-ish start for him. But he had 18 points against Edmonton last week, 19 points against Toronto, 17 points against Ottawa. So, you know, Duke Williams is going to be Duke Williams. But you're right, Fajardo needs that second guy, and Keon Schaefer-Baker has been that guy over the course of the season, and he's turned in several good fantasy performances. Week one against Hamilton, 14, 22 against Montreal, 16 against Toronto. Yeah, he's coming off of two bad weeks, but that's just more reason for people to sort of forget about the fact that he can put up about 14 or 15 fantasy points for you, and he's going to need to do that. Even with Morrow being as dominant as he is in the backfield, if we think that Fajardo is going to have to pass quite a bit, then Keon Schaefer-Baker is going to have to get involved as well. So I like that play a lot.
Absolutely.
$8,500 for him, too, is a reasonable price, if you ask me, especially considering some of the other prices for these receivers on the board. Whitehead still at $10,600. Jalen Acklin for Toronto now over $10,000. Duke Williams, his counterpart, at $9,300. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of crazy up there at the top. Eugene Lewis, $10,400.
That's a lot of cash.
That's a lot of cash. Yeah, and again, if you're trying to go for these high-priced quarterbacks, you're really doing yourself a disservice trying to go for a huge stack at receiver. So, yep, good call. In fact, I was going to type in Keon Schaefer-Baker, but, you know, you had him first, so we're already on the same page there.
Perfect.
All right, well, I'm going to turn my attention to one of the more prolific receivers that we've seen over the last few weeks. Anybody who's catching passes right now from Nathan Rourke from Kid Canada is absolutely valuable, and none more so than Dominic Rhymes over the last few weeks. Looking back at his last three games, man, even four out of his last five, you go back. Last week against Calgary, 26.1 points. Edmonton, 36.1 points. Saskatchewan, 18.8 points. Not a lot by his standards, but still pretty good for a receiver that was priced $8,900 on the week. Hamilton, 8.2. Once again, not a good week, but Winnipeg, 34.6. Toronto, 37.3. Look, Dominic Rhymes, I know that they've touched on it on the broadcast, how this is a feel-good guy. Look, Dominic Rhymes was a talented receiver even when he was with Ottawa. But the problem was Ottawa just never used him properly. And of course, they were going through their struggles with quarterback at the time, and he didn't have time to really gel, and it was a bad situation for Rhymes. Now all of a sudden, Rhymes is showing exactly what he can do and what he's capable of with a quarterback that can get him the ball consistently. I mean, dude's scoring touchdowns. He's just a phenomenal player week in and week out, and at still only at $9,900 for 22 fantasy points per game, which again doesn't even tell the story of the last couple of weeks. Three touchdowns against Edmonton, a touchdown last week against Calgary, and 101 yards on seven catches. Dominic Rhymes is killing it, man, and he's not even the most expensive receiver on the board.
Yeah, and he's been phenomenal, and like you said, getting a part of that offense is really important in these DFS contests. So that's a very good play, being able to work him in there.
I mean, again, I can't get the quarterback and combination duo with him. I mean, even the cheapest BC receiver for the stack is not even going to get. Javon Katoy is probably the least expensive one that would be worth rostering at $6,500. But even a Rourke Katoy stack is expensive.
For sure.
So, all right. I do, like I said, love me some Dominic Rhymes. Let's move on to the flex position. Justin, where are you looking at with your flex?
So I had to get a little creative here because I had spent a lot of my money up at the back end with quarterback, running back, my two wide receivers. But I went with Sean Thomas Erlington for the Ticats. Last week, he rushed twice for 28 yards and a touchdown. I think they're going to run the ball a lot this week. I feel like they're going to need to control the clock to win the game. I think they're going to win, as we talked in our pick show, and that starts with the run. So I think he'll still get involved. And I like just the cheap price. He was 5,100. So, you know, kind of getting to that lower end there where you have guys that are still getting touches and still contributing. So I liked that value for somebody who is still getting touches each game.
So Don Jackson busted on the scene a couple of weeks ago, I guess to start the season, really. It looked really good. But lately, it just feels like they do need to mix this up. They need to give Sean Thomas Erlington a couple more touches here and there just to give their starting back, you know, just to give Don Jackson a little bit of a rest. And Sean Thomas Erlington, let's not forget, is a couple of years removed from being one of the guys back there, too. He was supposed to be the guy and didn't necessarily pan out. Don Jackson is again come in and assume that role, but you know, maybe Erlington comes in some short yardage packages and some goal line packages to spell it. So, I mean, I don't hate it at all, because you're right. They're going to need to get their entire offense going against Montreal, and the running game is going to definitely be a part of that. Hamilton is not necessarily known to run the ball all that much, but they've got two solid running backs, so maybe they should. Maybe that's the missing piece. Maybe that's why they're losing as many games as they are. So,
yeah, and he scored 22 points in week two. I don't expect that production out of him, but 8.8 last week, you know, not terrible. So that's kind of the numbers with his price point that he's at. That's kind of the numbers I'm looking at for him right now.
Yep. I mean, again, you'll take that. You'll take a couple of times on your return for that, for Sean Thomas Erlington. All right. For my flex, I'm going to go Tyson Philpott from the Montreal Alouettes. Returners have value in the Canadian Football League. We've talked about that several times over. And all of a sudden, I mean, look, the story's good, right? Him and his twin brother keeping score over how many touchdowns or who's got the better weeks and whatever. But again, all that aside, Tyson Philpott is a fantastic play at flex for a couple of reasons. One, he's only $3,700. So this is the play that I talked about that kind of makes a Nathan Rourke, I guess, even possible, remotely possible, if you dip down into the $3,700 range to grab Tyson Philpott. But it's not just the fact that he returns. They're starting to try to figure out that they want to use him in the offense as well. So he caught one pass last week, not necessarily all that great, but he did catch two passes against Winnipeg. They want to get him the ball. They want to figure out how to get him involved in the offense. And I think especially a performance like he had 2 weeks ago against Winnipeg, where he scored a touchdown, will get him more looks. Obviously, it was difficult to do it again last week against Winnipeg. But look, he had 151 return yards, 9 points fantasy-wise. That's what? He was $2,600 last week. That was more than three times the return on your investment if you went with Tyson Philpott in the flex position, which $2,600 opens up your entire bankroll. Even still at $3,700, it opens up your entire bankroll, and you're pretty much in for a decent day out of Tyson Philpott against Montreal. So against Hamilton. He had 5 points against them the last time they played, but again, this is before he blew up against Winnipeg. So I'm taking a chance on Tyson Philpott. I like the story. I like the talent. He looks very fired up every time he touches that ball on the returns.
This is why people tune in to listen to you, Rod. You dive down into those small number guys that nobody, you know, realizes they're even down there, and they have that good return on value. That's an excellent find for $3,700.
I'm trying, man. I'm trying to get you to be able to play Nathan Rourke, and Tyson Philpott is a guy that can help get you done. So, all right, let's get to the defenses here. Which defense do you think is going to be the play of the week?
So I went with the Stampeders for $4,500. They, you know, even allowing 41 points last week against BC, they put up 14 fantasy points. They had 24 the week before that against Ottawa. I think they're starting to put a lot of good things together. They've had multiple interceptions the past couple games, multiple sacks. So yeah, I just liked how they fit in the lineup. I always leave my defense for last and then see what I can afford. And that's what I could afford. So
it's fair enough. I mean, especially in the CFL where it's really difficult to try to pin down which defense is going to have a good week, week to week. I mean, again, not everyone's going to put up 30 some odd points on defense, but if you can get 10, if you can get 8 sometimes, that's all the better because points are at a premium. So I don't hate it. And the Stamps defense, they're always good. You know, it's always a good defense to try to roll the dice on because they can basically score you defensive touchdowns like they did before very easily. So especially against Toronto, who's probably going to have to be forced to throw the ball a lot, and maybe McLeod Bethel-Thompson makes some mistakes and throws a pick six.
Yeah, that was the other thing I liked without Andrew Harris for Toronto. You know, I think they're going to have to throw it a little bit more. And so I like the Stampeders taking advantage of that.
Well, I am going to flip it and go to the Ottawa Red Blacks defense. One, because this has been the strength of their team for years now. Like, everybody talks about the Ottawa Red Blacks defense. And my only knock every year was that it wasn't that they weren't a good defense. It's just that they were forced to be on the field way longer than they needed to be because their offense could not sustain a drive. Or if they did, it was always a field goal. And then it was right back on the field for the defense. So it's so very difficult to be a good defense for 45 out of 60 minutes. So that, again, they're a good defense, but they're on the field far too much and they got way too tired. But they're playing the Edmonton Elks. And at $3,600, Ottawa is such a good deal for me. Look back at the games that defenses have had against these Edmonton Elks. In week one, BC scored 13. Week two, Saskatchewan scored 12. Week three, Calgary, only 4. But week four, Hamilton scored 11. Week five, Calgary came back with a vengeance, scored 32. Week six, Montreal only got 1 against them. Week nine, BC scored 14. Week 10, Saskatchewan scored 16. Like, double-digit fantasy points on the regular for teams against these Edmonton Elks. Why? Because Cornelius is still kind of forcing the issue. They're not scoring very many points. They're fumbling. They're making mistakes. And it's just been rough. Look at the Red Blacks defense. They got 10 points against Toronto in Week 8, 13 against Hamilton in Week 6, and just a smattering of 6, 7s, 4s, whatever. But, you know, if I'm paying $3,700, $3,600 for them, I'll take 10 points. I'll at least take a 10-point floor for this Ottawa Red Blacks defense.
Oh, absolutely. Great value.
So, yeah, I mean, again, it's Edmonton, man. It's Edmonton. Those guys are just terrible right now.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right. That is our defenses that we are going to take. I'm going to step away. When we come back, we're going to break down our favorite roster of the DFS week for you. But before we do you wonder how in the world I can stay so ridiculously hyped up all throughout the show? Thank Trade Coffee. Trade Coffee has me caffeinated, it's got me charged, and it's got a coffee that picked for me, especially for me. I worked with the experts at Trade Coffee, and they found me the perfect coffee to keep me this level of excited for 45 minutes or more on this show. They can do the exact same for you, and if they don't do it on the first match, they're so confident that they're going to get it right the first time, they're going to take your feedback, an actual coffee expert's going to work with you, then they're going to send you a brand new bag for free. So not only do you get the coffee that's good for you, but if you don't like it, they'll make it better. How much more can you ask for? Look, they've taste tested thousands of coffees to keep 450 different kinds live and ready to ship every single day. So go find that coffee that's perfect for you. Plus, you can get that bag freshly delivered for whole beans. You can get it in grounds. You can get it as often as you want. Absolutely no gimmicks. Go take the quiz right now to find the coffee that is best for you at drinktrade.com/SGP. If you're a new subscriber, you're going to get a total of $30 off your first order plus free shipping. Go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP. Let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. That's drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. So I know that every single time I pull up to a gas pump nowadays, I'm already ready to cry. It's basically an emotional experience for me because I watch those numbers climb higher and higher and higher, and it just gets harder and harder to drive anywhere because it costs so damn much. You've probably been in a situation where that is too much for you and you need a little extra help. So if you could ask future you for a little extra cash, wouldn't you do it? You probably can. Well, now you can with Dave. Dave is the banking app that can help you get $500 instantly with extra cash. It's more money to put in that tank of yours. Maybe even buy a wedding gift or maybe even catch up on some bills. And you can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hangups. Best of all, no interest, no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need. So if you're in a pinch and need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. Future you will thank you. All right, future you will also thank you for winning your DFS lineups this week, because that's also a little extra cash in your hands. We're going to help you get there with our favorite lineups of the week. Justin, build us that winning lineup, won't you?
When I had to do something fun and get Nathan Rourke worked in there, right? and then after that, I had to try to work in Kadeem Carey. So I got Nathan Rourke at 13.5, Kadeem Carey at 10,000. So then you got to get a little creative, right? So I adjusted this on the fly from what I had written down and put in Tyson Philpott at that 3,700, which allowed me to get Keon Hatcher at 7,200 to stack with Rourke. I got Javon Katoy for 6,500 in the flex, another stack with Nathan Rourke. Jeshron Antwi, you know, he hasn't put up as big a points recently, but he's 4,900. And then I had the Red Blacks in there. You made all the points of why they could put up a good number against Edmonton, because Edmonton has not done well. And I have a lineup that has both work and carry if he plays. Obviously, keep an eye on that. But after I built it as kind of a fun lineup, I thought, hey, I really like this lineup.
I really like that lineup. Man, that's fantastic right there. The fact that you could fit Rourke in there at all, and again, with Katoy as the cheapest option to stack with, you got to hope that they tee off a couple of times. But I love that. I mean, that's how you do it, my friends. That is how a tournament-winning lineup is built. Well, I kind of went the other direction on this one. I went with a Trevor Harris at quarterback, like I said, and then Dedrick Mills, if Kadeem Carey doesn't play. If he does, I'll get creative at the running back spot. I have a couple of options that I think I'm going to go with as well if he doesn't play. But I went with Dominic Rimes and Brian Burnham. So I may not have the Nathan Rourke to go with it, but I've got his top two receivers right there, and I'm stacking both of those guys instead. It may not be a quarterback running or receiver stack. We'll call this the running back stack is what we'll do. The wide receiver stack is what we'll call it. And then I've got Tyson Philpott, obviously. Then I've got Curly Gittens Jr. Why can I not say Curly Kittens? Curly Gittens Jr. for the Toronto Argonauts. Just one of those guys that's a little bit overlooked in that offense, coming off of 2 out of 3 weeks with over 13 fantasy points against both Hamilton and Ottawa, 32 points against Saskatchewan. Like, Curly Gittens is the real deal. And yeah, he was largely ignored a couple of weeks ago. People forget about him, and he's still giving you at least 13 points, average fantasy points per game. So at $8,200, not a bad get there. And then, of course, the Red Blacks defense. I will say also that if you are trying to go a different direction from Dedrick Mills, you could probably end up doing the Sean Thomas Erlington thing as well. Or if you even wanted to go farther down and go, if Andrew Harris is out, A.J. Ouellette is $3,500, and he will be the starting running back for the Toronto Argonauts. If you do Ouellette, then that still gives you a ton of money to upgrade from even a Tyson Philpott. So you can find a flex position player at about $7,300, which gives you like Markeith Amble's, gives you Walker, Darrell Walker from Edmonton as well. Opens a lot of doors for you.
For sure. Yeah, I like that.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
I actually like the name Curly Kittens better, I think.
Curly Kittens Jr. Sorry, Curly. I know you're a fantastic receiver, but I just minced up your name. But I love it. All right. Well, this was a lot of fun. Justin, thanks for hopping on the DFS show.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. All right. Why don't you let everybody know where they can find you on social media?
Yep. Follow me on Twitter at JMarkFootball. And then, of course, you can find me at the SGPN website and app.
That is correct. Of course, find all of his good stuff. Find him on the old-fashioned football on the Fantasy Football channel with his wife, Miranda. Such a pleasant couple to listen to. It'll make any commute that you have more pleasurable, and you won't want to road rage all over the place. I know from experience, they are nice, calming voices. Yes, of course. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Thanks for listening to this show. Find all of my work on the Sports Gambling Podcast website, as well as Sportsbook Review, where I break down CFL games, where Justin breaks down CFL games as well. Ladies and gentlemen, Friday Night Football kicks it off. Saturday Night Football ends it. We'll enjoy the week of football. Again, don't look for a Thursday night game because there isn't one. It's Friday. It's Saturday. But we'll be back with you again next week to break down week 12. Until next time, enjoy week 11. Enjoy three downs. And let it ride!